Murder is on the menu at Washington Platform for the next 3 months, starting on February 19th. Two of the instigators, not the perpetrators, but the instigators, are here with me in the studio. John Diebold, who's the chef and owner of Washington Platform, and Mike Morgan from Queen City History. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
All right. So tell us what's going on.
Every third Thursday of the month in February, March, and April, we are going to do dinners that are served in four courses, and they're period dinners, and they're served with three sides of history, meaning that we're going to tell a story about a real-life murder at each one of these events, and it's going to kind of be broken up with the courses as they come out.
And each of the murders are Cincinnati murders, and they had a huge impact on Cincinnati's history.
Yes, that's particularly true of the William Kirk murder, which caused the courthouse riot, and of the George Remus. The George Remus murder of his wife occurred in 1927, and that was really one of the largest, if not the biggest, trials and celebrity trials in Cincinnati in the 1900s.
And that happened right at the Eden Park gazebo, didn't it?
It did. He shot his wife dead in front of rush hour traffic right there at that gazebo.
Let's backtrack a little bit and talk about the one that's scheduled for February 19th. Which case are you going to be looking at?
We are going to be looking at the William Kirk murder on February 19th. And that is the murder that sparked the courthouse riot in 1884.
And why was that?
Well, it had to do with the level of corruption in the rest of the city. So the murder itself is interesting. And kind of how it plays out and how the investigation plays out is a very interesting story in and of itself. One of the reasons that we wanted to do that story is because the riot is obviously the part of that story that gets most of the focus most of the time. And we'll talk about the riot, but the murder itself and how it happened and kind of the atmosphere that led up to this whole powder keg sparking in Cincinnati over the outcome of this murder trial is its own really good story.
And who is Mr. Kirk?
Mr. Kirk was just a guy who owned a stable in the West End. He had a bad habit of flashing cash, and it turned out not to be good for his health.
I see. John, tell us how the menu complements the story.
We did a little bit of research. Mike came up with the three storylines. One was in 1880, one was in 1890, and one was in 1920. So we did a little bit of research and a little bit of biographical of what foods are available. And I've always been a student of cooking technique before food processors and robo-coups and mixers and that kind of stuff. So we wanted to develop a menu that was indicative of ingredients that were available in 19th century Cincinnati.
What's going to be on the menu for the 19th?
We're starting off with a Averill Blay sausage and smoked oyster sampler. We're doing a Ohio pork and duck ragu. We'll be following up with a salad. And we're doing four courses for each of the menus. Like I said, with some of the old-time creme brulee, cheesecake, bread pudding, plum pudding with a hard sauce will be the dessert that evening. So, and then we're also pairing them with local craft brews.
I was going to say, this being Cincinnati, you do have to have your beer on hand.
Yeah, so we're featuring a lot of the local Cincinnati brews, plus some of the craft brews from the region and even across the United States.
And Mike, tell us a little bit about Queen City History.
Queen City History is a company that does a number of things, from historic consulting work to tours, and we design and give tours. So one of the tours that we do on a regular basis is a tour of Over the Rhine that leaves from Washington Platform every Thursday throughout the season, which is May through September.
And when did you start teaming up with Washington Platform to come up with these programs?
A couple years ago, this was actually Diebold's idea to do some dinners that had a history theme to them. And so we did some history dinners a couple of years ago, and they were a fun event, but we decided to tweak that a little bit and bring in this concept of the period food and kind of do the focus on murder. So we have been working together for a couple of years, and the tour that leaves every Thursday we did all or most of last season. But yeah, it's been a really good partnership.
We actually met, I guess we first worked together at Bockfest and decided to realize that we had a shared interest in beer, food, and history. So we've been looking for new ways to explore that ever since.
And what does the cost of the program include?
Well, it includes the storytelling by Mike or one of his associates, and there'll be a four-course meal and paired with the beers.
And we also, at each one of these, one of the great things about Washington Platform is the bar itself is very historic, and it has sub-basement malt ovens in it. Those are something that people don't get much of a chance to visit. So with each one of these dinners, people that are interested in doing so, we're going to take down into the sub-basement malt ovens after each one of these as well. So it's the food, the beer, the history, and a trip down into a cellar, if you're so inclined.
And Washington Platform is a very historic locale.
It was built in 1860 and functioned as breweries and restaurants and beer cellars up through Prohibition.
And it was one of hundreds of breweries in Cincinnati, wasn't
it? Yeah, Mike, he's got the numbers on those.
Well, at any given time, there were about 30-some breweries regionally, 30 to 40-some breweries regionally, and around about 24, 25 in the city itself throughout most of the 1800s, early 1900s.
Well, it's a great way to learn more about Cincinnati history in an historic setting with some great food. Thanks to Mike Morgan of Queen City History and John Diebold of Washington Platform for joining me. Murder on the Menu takes place the third Thursday of the month in February, March, and April at Washington Platform. You can find out more about it and future dinners by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Arenstein.